let me look at him. And why
you're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Did you ask God to raise something dead? Huh? Did you? Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we forget or we don't even know what this day is all about. It's about that he got up. Come on. But the resurrection power, there's power connected with this day and every day that you talk about the resurrection. Whoop, whoop, there it is. It's power. Come on. Hallelujah. Connected with this thing. Oh, glory to God. This is why the enemy work hard at watering it down. Because he know that, my God, when we come into the knowledge, you know, I won't even go there. 17:21-22. Read, daughter.
And the mistress of the house fell sick, and his sickness was so sore or severe that there was no breath left in him. Mm-hmm. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou coming to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And Elijah said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom. Mm-hmm. And Elijah carried him up into the loft where he abode, and he laid him upon his own bed. And Elijah cried unto the Lord, and he said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon this widow with whom I sojourn, by slaying her son? And Elijah stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord.
How many know sometimes you got to release what's on your life? Oops. Okay, all right. Let me ask you a question. How many of you all in here got Jesus on the inside?
Amen.
I think somebody caught it. I think somebody got it. You got Jesus on the inside of you. You got resurrection power on the inside of you.
Amen.
And sometimes even in your crying out, you got to release what's on your life on other folks. You got to release it on your dead children. Come on. You got to release what's on your life on your dead situations. Okay, are y'all getting this? But the Bible says that he was crying out. Read that last verse again, daughter.
And he stretched himself upon the child three times, uh-huh, and cried out unto the Lord.
That's a good way of saying he was praying. Oh, glory to God. About what? Resurrecting this child. About raising this thing from the dead. Come on, somebody. Anybody make a practice of calling on the resurrection power? Well, because if you know who he is, and you know that he can resurrect things, glory to God, you will talk to him about resurrecting dead things. You have, not because you asked.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Anybody getting this? Anybody getting anything out of this? What happened, daughter?
And he cried out unto the Lord, and he said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again.
Now, he wouldn't have been crying out if he didn't believe that God could do it. Maybe we're not praying this way because we don't believe that God can do it. If you believe God can do it, you ain't got no problem asking. Read.
And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah.
He did what?
And the Lord heard
the voice. Some Bibles may say, and the Lord listened, heard. Is God hearing anything from you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. We ain't going to stay there too long. Hallelujah. Read, daughter. What was the results?
And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived.
I want you to read that one more time, and I'm going to say something, and I want you to say what I said. Read.
And Elisha died.
He died, okay.
They buried him.
And they buried him.
And the band of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year.
Okay, let's see what's that. They can bury you, but they can't bury the anointing. Folks can bury you, but they can't bury the anointing that's upon your life. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. They can't bury. Okay, read, Lord.
And it came to pass as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down.
In other words, they cast him in the grave. Read.
And when the man's body was let down. And touched the bones of Elisha.
Touched the bones.
He revived and he stood up on his feet.
Oh, tell somebody they can bury me, but they can't bury the anointing that's upon my life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when you hang out with God, what's on God begins to rub off on you.
Amen.
When you hang out with God, come on somebody, hallelujah, resurrection power begin to rub off on you. Come on somebody. Oh, glory. Dead raising power begin to rub off on you. Come on somebody. Glory to God. This all right? Ooh, glory to God. Go to 2 Kings 4. Let me get this right here. Let me just take my time and get this right. 2 Kings 4. Are y'all getting anything out of this?
Yes. Reads, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed Shunem, where was a great woman.
Ah, that was a great woman.
And she constrained him.
That was a great woman. And she constrained him. Hallelujah. He represents God's voice, God's anointed on the earth. Look at this here. Hallelujah. What does it mean to constrain something? You tie that thing. You, in other words, it's almost like a picture of saying, I'm going to tie this thing to me. Come on. I'm going to take hold of this. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But read, daughter.
She
constrained, okay, and but the whole point I want to make is that the Bible says that she was a great woman. She was a great woman. Now I want to say this here because some of us don't know this, but every woman in the Bible can be figurative or symbolic of the church. Write that down. Every woman. Because how many know that when God talks about the church, or the Bible talks about the church, he talks about the church as what? A female or a woman. And so a woman in the Bible can be pictures of church, of the church. And God can tell you something about the church, oh glory to God, without even talking about the church. He can show you the church. He can show you the state of the church. Come on. So here's a great woman. Glory to God, which is a picture of the church or the body of Christ. Now go to verse 32. Everybody got that? He speaks about the church. He calls the church what? A she, a woman, a female. Amen. A female. Okay, verse 32 says what, though?
And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed.
Read.
He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them too.
Now, there are sometimes, come on, somebody, when the enemy attacks, come on, you got to shut the door. That's good. I'm going to say that again. There are sometimes the enemy has a right to come against us. Sometimes he's attacking us. Come on, somebody. Just because, you know, we love the Lord and we're Christians. But sometimes we can open doors. And so the Bible shut the door. There's sometimes when the enemy attacks, come on, Lord, is it I or is it just an attack? Sometimes we need to repent of some things. God, I repent. Come on. When you say I repent of your sin, when you're repenting of your sins, you do what? You shut the door. You shut down the court session in the courtroom of heaven. Come on. Glory to God. See, you all, you know, when you sin, you're dirty and filthy, but the moment you say, Lord, I repent, boom, your white garments are back on. And the devil's looking like, what happened? They were just dirty a second ago. They were just filthy with sin a second ago. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So there are some times that we have to shut the door. The last thing the devil wants you to do is repent. I heard the testimony from my daughter, one of my daughters in the house, and the last thing the enemy wants you to do is to say, God, I repent. Tell somebody.
Oh, glory to God.
And so anyway, so the Bible says he shut the door and read.
And prayed unto the Lord. Amen. And he went up and he lay upon the child, and he put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands.
Uh-huh.
And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child began to grow.
Here we go again. You believe that Jesus Christ is on the inside of you?
Yes.
You believe he's the resurrector? Oh, glory to God. You believe resurrection power is on the inside of you?
Yes.
Why ain't we using it?
My God.
Why ain't we releasing what's upon our lives on other folks? Come on. The dead folks on your job ought to start, you know. Dealing with dead folks every day. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Let me give you a hug. Come on, let me give you a hug. Glory to God.
That's the hurricane.
That's right. Glory to God. Hurricane lead more folks to Christ. Pray for the sick. Come on. Hallelujah.
Breathe. Girls lay growth at work.
Say that again.
This young lady I worked with had a limp, and I said to her, she was eating her lunch, I said, honey, you got a leg shorter than the other, don't you? She said, yes. I said, you want to see it grow? She looked at me, I put my hand on her hip and that leg, and I said, in the name of Jesus, grow! And I said, okay, let's see this miracle.
Resurrection power. Maybe you didn't get a chance Now, let me read this one quick verse of scripture, because I want you to see something. I want you to see something right quick. Maybe you didn't get a chance to ask the Lord. To raise anything from the dead. Somebody say from the dead in your life on the way to church. Come on. Go to verse 20. Daughter, read.
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus,
I mean, you know, sometimes we can love the Lord, but we can still have a feeling of disappointment.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Be angry with God. Because
yes.
He didn't do it our way.
Yeah,
okay. He ain't doing it the way that I want him to do it. And really, maybe not in the forefront of your mind, but subconsciously, you are disappointed in God. You're angry with God. You're offended with God. Come on now. John the Baptist, Jesus had a lot to say about John the Baptist. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Jesus had a lot to say about John the Baptist. Glory to God, but if you keep reading the Bible, you'll find out that John the Baptist was offended at God. Jesus had to say, blessed is he who is not offended in me. Okay. See, some of you all might be super Christians and never got offended in the Lord. Amen. I've been there, done that. And so, read, daughter.
And Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here.
If you had have been here. Read.
My brother had not died.
Uh-huh.
But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee.
That sounded good. She know about the asking part. Why ain't she asking? Why do we come to church and we ain't asking God? Because guess what? Sometimes we tolerate things. We don't fall into the fact that guess what? I mean, this is my condition. That's it. Now you might have missed out on asking God something on the way to the house of God on today. I just want you to take a moment. Oh, glory to God. And bow that head. Don't go to sleep on me. Hallelujah. Bow that head and ask the Lord for something. He's the resurrector. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Said, talk to God. What you need God to raise? Come on. Some of y'all look at the pastor as being like a magician. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's God. God is the restorer. God is the healer. Read a little bit, boy. Let's get down to what Jesus finally had to say. Read.
But I know that even now whatsoever you ask of God, God will give thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto Jesus, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Much.
Amen.
Sometimes we know too much. I know he's going to rise again. We think we got the scripture packed up. I know he's going to rise again, but we put it off to a later time. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're struggling to believe God for now or to walk in now faith. Oh, glory to God. And so I know he's going to rise again. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say?
And Jesus said unto Martha, I am the resurrection.
The resurrection. I am the resurrection.
And the life.
And the life. Come on. I'm the giver of life. Oh, glory to God. I am the giver of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the dead raiser. Hallelujah. Did you take a moment and ask God? Well, just think about yourself. Some of us know we got some relatives inside in the world that need to be raised. Oh, glory to God. Or risen. Or restored. Glory to God. Come on, let us stand. Did y'all enjoy this word or what? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We want to put our focus back on you. You know, I love to dress up and look nice. But I realize that this thing has a lot more to do with that. Sometimes we spend more time out shopping to get that right outfit going. Oh, glory to God. And we don't spend enough time focusing on who God really is, his attributes. Come on, what he's capable of. Oh, glory to God. This time of year, you should have been trying to find every scripture that had to do with the resurrection. And Google makes it easy. You go in every scripture that got to do with the resurrection. You type it in, hit the button. Come on, it's going to show you. Because some stuff is on the inside of you, and it needs to be stirred up. Every once in a while, when my wife is cooking, and I can be out there watching the game on television, and I'll see her come out of that room every 20 minutes or so. She grabs a big spoon, and she starts stirring the pot. Why? Because she's trying to get what's on the bottom of the pot to the top of the pot so that it won't burn. Come on. Oh, glory to God. How many women know what I'm talking about? Some of us guys might know. And so they come and they stir up the pot. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Well, guess what? I hope this word is stirring up the resurrection power of God that's on the inside of you, that you will go and you will lean on dead folks. Come on, somebody. You'll hug some dead folks. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You'll get your wallet and your purse in. To catch it and to see it. And when they call saw it. Come on. They released the check up to me. But it was the Lord. It was the Lord. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We acknowledge your resurrection power that's in this place, that's in the house on today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for things being raised from the dead, rising from the dead. We thank you for your resurrection power, even on this week, manifesting. I want you all to focus. Don't make this a one-day thing. But I want you to get in your Bible, even this week, throughout this week. Look up scriptures. Google it. Look up scriptures that have to do with the resurrection. Focus on the resurrection. Read about the resurrection. Oh, glory to God. And incorporate it in your prayer life.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. A recent report by Barna Research listed the top reasons people question Christianity. Among those who claim to be Christian, practicing or otherwise, the problem of human suffering topped the list at 23%, followed by the hypocrisy of religious people, 22%, and conflict in the world, 19%. Among those who claim no faith, religious hypocrisy was far and away the most cited response, identified by 42% as the reason behind their doubt about Christian beliefs. Christians have long faced the charge of hypocrisy in various times and places, and we should not be surprised when Christians fall short of Jesus' commands. One theologian put it this way, quote, "To be a member of the church is to carry the mantle of both the worst sin and the finest heroism of the soul, because the church always looks exactly as it looked at the original crucifixion. God hung among thieves." At the same time, the results of this Barna study are cause for optimism. Though about half of Christians have experienced doubt in the past few years, there's also an unprecedented openness to questions about spirituality and faith from the general population. 74% of U.S. adults now say that they want to grow spiritually. 77% report believing in some higher power. 44% say that they're, quote, "more open to God today than before the pandemic." This crossroads we face is also an opportunity. People who are spiritually hungry, relationally isolated, and just tired of being suspicious tend to be more open to spiritual things than those who are overly distracted. Technology that was supposed to solve our deepest problems has instead misunderstood what they were, isolating us into our echo chambers. The only entity left that can offer the kind of worldview depth, relational connection, and moral formation required to rebuild trust is the church. The writer Sheldon Vonnegut, author of A Severe Mercy, once wrote this, quote, "The best argument for Christianity is Christians, their joy, their certainty, their completeness. The strongest argument against Christianity is also Christians, when they are somber and joyless, when they're self-righteous and smug and complacent consecration, when they're narrow and repressive. Then Christianity dies 1,000 deaths." What the world needs most right now is more Christianity, not less. More people committed to connecting ultimate meaning with everyday life. More minds sharpened by and formed in the truth. More redeemed people open to discussing what matters with their lost and searching neighbors. More